Good afternoon. Welcome to Amodio's Diary on Anchor.fm. My name is Franca Ayanka. Happy New Month. And also for Catholics, Happy Feast of All Saints Day. Don't forget to go to church. It's compulsory for all Catholics to be at Mass today. It's going to be recorded or considered a mortal sin if you're absent. And my favorite saint at this time is Mother Teresa. God bless her heart. God bless her pure heart. I also have other favorite saints, Saint Joseph, Saint Rita. These are humans who decided to do extraordinary things, little things in big ways. If you go and read about their lifestyle, you'll see the difference between just that one decision they decide to make or one thing they decide not to do makes them real different. But they are humans, and so are we. We can emulate. Pick out any of the saints today and try to walk in their shoes, try to walk and live like them. So today I'm going to read quickly Pope Francis' tweet on the saints, about the saints. He says, "The saints who often count for little in the eyes of the world." Yes, we undermine them. We see them as people that try to do different or work with God. We see them as foolish, you know. "Are in reality the ones," let me read it literally. Pope Francis says, "The saints who often count for little in the eyes of the world are in reality the ones who sustain it, not with the weapons of money and power, but with the weapon of prayer." Hashtag All Saints Day. And then he also tweeted, I love this tweet, "Blessed be Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world, together with his immense flowering of saintly men and women who populate the earth and who have made their life a hymn to God." Hashtag All Saints Day. And he continued, "Do not be afraid of holiness. It will take away none of your energy, vitality, or joy. On the contrary, you'll become what the Father had in mind when he created you, and you'll be faithful to your deepest self." Universal sanctification. Hashtag universal sanctification. And the last tweet, this was about 2 hours ago, he says, "Do not be afraid to set your sights higher, to allow yourself to be loved and liberated by God. Do not be afraid to let yourself be guided by the Holy Spirit. Holiness does not make you less human, since it is an encounter between your weakness and the power of God's grace." Hashtag All Saints Day. Thank you, Pope Francis, for this enlightening and wonderful tweet. So, yes, today's topic is 5 steps to handling a misunderstanding. 5 steps to handle misunderstanding. What is a misunderstanding? According to a dictionary definition, misunderstanding, an occasion when someone does not understand something correctly. You say, "Pardon," or "Please don't misunderstand me, don't misconstrue me." Yeah. But according to Mike Ivan, who is the author, a blogger of this 5 steps to handling a misunderstanding, or 5 steps to handle a misunderstanding, he says misunderstanding ruins relationships. Whether it's a marriage, a business partnership, or your neighbor, a misunderstanding can cause a lot of damage. This is true. When a misunderstanding occurs, who caused the problem? That's the popular question. Having defined what misunderstanding is when, you know, someone does not understand something correctly. Could be words, could be deeds, could be, you know, what have you. But before we continue, the question here is, when a misunderstanding occurs, who caused the problem? Of course, the answer is everyone involved in the conversation, action, and, you know, every agreement that, you know, you are involved in at that time. If you have something to say, it is up to you to ensure that the person you are delivering your message to have understood what you've said. You do this by asking a few questions to check that they duplicate your intended message. At the same time, if you're being, you know, spoken to, it's up to you to ensure that you understand what's being said. If anything is said that you're not 100% certain you understand, it's crucial that you ask questions to what? Clarify. I say this, misunderstanding in partnerships, in relationships, in business, in friendships, in marriage, in you know, work, whatever, it could cause a lot of, you know, damage, long term, short term, whatever you mean. It is crucial that you communicate clearly and effectively. So how do misunderstandings happen? The answer is when one or both parties don't ensure that they have the same idea of what was spoken about or what decision was made. So you could, for example, I always love to use this as a critical example for myself. I admired greatly a young man then in school. He was really cute. And of course, I like fine boys, it's true. It's a weakness, but it doesn't stop, you know. It doesn't make me misbehave, if I mean, you know. So don't misunderstand me. I like good-looking guys, but does not make me misbehave. So because you're fine does not mean that I would, you know, go crazy or do something abstract, you know, or want to, you know, whatever you can think of. I cannot go beyond the reasonable boundaries. So here is this young man, my friend, very handsome. The one thing that stood out for me when I was with this guy is that he kept telling me that, oh Franca, I have a girlfriend. That was wonderful. I mean, it stood out. He was very clear about our friendship. We are just friends and nothing. If I like, I could be in love with him, or I could, you know, whatever it is, whatever intentions I have for him, he's not going to reply because he has a girlfriend. He was very clear. So it did not destroy my friendship with him, because he was not entertaining any sort of feelings. He was clearly communicating his intentions that we remain friends. Now, this is specimen A compared to specimen B, another crazy friend of mine back then in school. He has more than one girlfriend. He was just recruiting girlfriends up and down, unable to clearly communicate how he's feeling, because of course I'm sure he wasn't feeling anything. He was just recruiting girlfriends up and down, so he was in a mess. And the girls that truly had genuine feelings for him were, you know, kept in the dark. So when you approach this person with, you know, your emotions, he doesn't reciprocate. He doesn't clearly communicate what he wants. He just either shuts you down, or he just makes you live in oblivion. Like, you do whatever you want, you know, do whatever you want. It's not your problem. And then when you go ahead to do whatever you want, he gets angry. And yet he does not communicate his emotions effectively. So here, between A and B, you can see that there's a misunderstanding of what actions and feelings and emotions. A was clear on what he wants. I have a girlfriend. So whatever feelings you have for me, I'm not going to reciprocate it. I'm not going to give you any, you know, feelings back, or I'm not going to, you know, show you that I care. I just want this friendship. You know where you're standing. Specimen B, he wants you and he doesn't want you. He's all over the place. This causes misunderstanding. So when you either go forward with your actions, it becomes, you know, a mess. So here is how to. So how do misunderstanding happen? Simple, like I just gave clear example. When one or both parties don't ensure that they have the same idea of what was spoken about or what decision was made, if a misunderstanding happens, of course they often do. These five steps help to handle it. These five steps will help what to correct. Well, if you've already had the situation of specimen B, that I just said, he wants you. Of course, he's recruiting 1,000 girlfriends. He's not clearly telling you how he feels about you. He's just, you know, in his own limbo. It is crucial for you to take that step forward for your own peace of mind and for your own clarity. One, ask for permission to discuss the situation. This might sound stupid or really basic. It's not. In fact, if you ask for permission, you then have a willing participant. Some people might not, you know, they might even further deceive you, you know, down the line. But it's good that if you follow this first step and the person participates but ends up deceiving you, you would know when you're being deceived or when you're being lied to. You test all corners. You have acknowledged your choice to not talk about it or to talk about it. There you have it. If you tell the person, I would like to discuss the situation with you, I'd like to know if for sure I am this to you, or this situation is that or that, you know, just really sit down and clarify the situation. You know that yes, you have a willing participant or you don't. You are now both engaged in the conversation or you are not. So you know, you already know the red flag or where you're standing in that situation. It's either a forward movement or a no movement. So ask questions and really listen to the answers. Be specific. With specimen A, you ask. You don't need to ask. You already know he's standing. This is where he's standing. So it was clear. There was no misunderstanding on specimen A saying, I have a girlfriend, Franca, back off. Specimen B, no. He was busy recruiting different girls. So you're left to ask him critically, are we in a relationship? If no, good. If maybe, great. Whatever the situation is, it's there for you to have a ground you're standing so that you don't fall for anything. Then listen to the word answers. Really acknowledge the person and their reality. Even if it's different from yours, you go into this conversation wanting to be right or to prove that you're right and they are wrong. You are what, in trouble before you start. That's not a good one. If you're going into a conversation to prove that you're right, that's not a good. If you're going into any conversation, you're going to dialogue. You're going to seek for what, clarity, not to blame whether you're the past blame or judge. No, not to judge. You're going in for your own clarity, your own satisfaction. So find the source of the misunderstanding and correct it. By asking questions, you'll find the exact source of the misunderstanding. It could be a word, a sentence, or even just a bit of body language that was used. You know where you find it, because all of a sudden, there'll be an observable change. The room might feel lighter, or the other person all of a sudden lightens up or breathes a sigh. There are lots of positive indicators that happen. Yes. When someone blocks you from a conversation, know that it must have gone, you know, either right. Of course, it's always wrong. When you're being blocked from a conversation, it means that the conversation was misunderstood. Yeah. So you find the source and you correct it immediately. Check that understanding has been reached and the emotions dealt with. Number four, check that understanding has been reached and the emotions dealt with. When a misunderstanding occurs, there's often emotion involved. The severity of the emotion will be dependent upon the topic and who is involved. If you get the lightening up of the situation as described above, it will then help to confirm that that understanding has been reached. Ask questions and confirm that you both have same understanding. It pays out. It pays not to rush this. Observe whether or not there are any emotions still hanging around. If there are, ask more questions about this. Very important to clarify so that there's no resentment, there's no blockages. Open up for dialogue and open up for the conversation so that both ends are clear on where they're standing. Like I said, specimen A was very clear on what he wants. Specimen B, of course, you can never know where you stand with that one. You just have to be the one to go through with asking and clarifying. Yeah. Confirm that this understanding is now in place and move forward. This seems like a simple step or like a repeat of number four. It's not. It's about confirming and acknowledging together that we both agree on our understanding and we are ready to move forward. It's really easy. I don't know why we rather, you know, put ourselves in this misery of unknown or put ourselves in this, you know, this thing. Pain, cause pain for each other. I think some people just really just enjoy, you know, suffering other people, putting them in unnecessary stress. It's better to open your mind and, you know, share your thoughts, resolve your, you know, there should be no, you know, that blockage of communication. Communicate effectively. It helps, really. It helps both parties to see clearly that no one is being deceived. But of course, people rather deceive, you know, each other to either for power or for manipulation or manipulative results, whatever selfish reason there is, you know. It's easy that maybe one party is selfish. It's easy if you are clear. It's better to bruise now and let the person heal than, you know, to not communicate how you feel or what is hurting you. There's a lot more depth to communication than what most people understand it. It's easy to assume that if you're comfortable talking to people, that means you have excellent communication skills. No, it's not true. In my experience, that case is you have to break down your communication. What looks easy is usually complex for people to realize. Even your actions sometimes can be misconstrued. So I hope these 5 steps will open up, you know, any misunderstanding you've had with someone. I think recently I had a misunderstanding with a particular friend of mine. I don't know. I moved forward in my decision about this particular misunderstanding, and what I felt was the best action turned out to be like the terrible idea I really wish I was going to share, but it's quite alarming. But I'm going to share a post of a very funny post from my WhatsApp status. I'm sure she would not mind me sharing. But hey, shout out to Gloria. She's the one that wrote this post. And I'm sure you will enjoy me. I'm going to literally read from her post because I find it very, very enlightening. As she said, Happy New Month. She wrote here, the first breakfast served back in 2011 made me go crayfish. And I know what this means is that, let's just read it first and I'll explain. I can't even lie. This morning I was just reflecting and laughing out so loud. Her boyfriend of 3 years got someone else pregnant. Guess what? Her foolish self, according to her, guess what foolish me was praying for day and night to fall pregnant too and take my man back. This is very typical. Very typical. We're going to break this down. She said, she continued, I was in year 3, about to write exams to my final. She lost weight, all for what? All because her boyfriend got someone else pregnant. She said, Oga will come and say, despite what, sugar, you hold the key to my future and your womb will carry the princess to my dynasty. Which dynasty? At that time, one room, oh, Chimo. I say, men will stain your white. So this morning, I asked myself, what if God had answered my prayers? Because, Omo, I really prayed, though. I can't even lie. I prayed to take my home and my man back. Like, Kilode, now where I for day now? At worst, taking care of a child on my own, or at best, still dragging dynasty up and down. She now said, trust me, dears. God isn't answering that your prayer because He wants better for you. Your heart desires may seem like a home of treachery now, but how about 10 years later? Does it even occur to you that God can picture you, what God can picture for you in 30 years? Delay isn't denial. Oh, how He loves you so much to put your future first. Or how He cherishes your growth. If He says wait, why not? All your answered prayers are actually a step in the right direction if you walk with God. I say Happy New Month, my loves. From Gloria Kennedy. Thank you, Gloria, for sharing this wonderful episode with us. It's true. Like I said, misunderstanding. Her boyfriend got someone else pregnant. She's not even dealing with that situation. No, she's not dealing with it. She's, you know, closing her eyes to that particular situation. She's calling it what she's not saying. She's blinded by the love that she has for him, so there's no communication whatsoever. He came back without dealing with that situation, came back to deceive her, continuously saying that, don't worry, you're the only one I love, and your womb is going to carry my princess, and he already has someone with his child. This is clear misunderstanding, mispriority, miss everything. But at that time, she couldn't see through this because she was what? In love. And this could have caused lots and lots of what? Damage to her if she had followed through that prayer, if God had answered that prayer, she had gotten pregnant. And you know, now she's a doctor. Yes, she just completed her doctorate degree. Congratulations, Gloria. I am sharing this story to inspire myself and others. So in every situation, ensure not to misunderstand your situation, whatever situation you're in. Understand that you have to communicate effectively and see a forward movement for yourself. Even if the person is lying to you, like in this case, you can see that there's no future with that person. No future whatsoever. God has a better plan for you. Make sure your priorities and what you want is communicated effectively at all times. so that one party is not misled and there's no grudge, there's no bitterness whatsoever. So if you'd like to send us a message, if you'd like to talk to us about your situation, your problems, I'm here on Mojo's Diary anytime, any day. Thank you very much and have a wonderful, happy Feast of All Saints Day and Happy New Month. Until next time, stay blessed. Bye for now.